Chagiga Yerushalmi corresponding to Chagiga Rabbi Daf Chof Dalet. We begin in Yerushalmi on Daf Yud Zayin on the base, 8 lines up from the foot of the page. Rabbi Yonasan B'Shem Rabbi. Rabbi Yonasan B'Shem Rabbi. Ha'eichel eichel shlishi betruma nifsal gufa melechot betruma. Rabbi Yonasan, quoting Rabbi, said that one who eats a shlishi of truma, his body is disqualified from eating truma. Rabbi Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak boy ma Rabbi ke Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Shmuel bar Yitzchak asked, does Rabbi hold like Rabbi Eliezer? The Tanin and Taman ha'eichel eichel rishon rishon ha'eichel eichel sheni sheni ha'eichel eichel shlishi shlishi. As the Mishnah teaches that one who eats a rishon he becomes a rishon, one who eats a sheni he becomes a sheni, one who eats a shlishi he becomes a shlishi. This is the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer, and Rabbi Shua says that one who eats a shlishi he becomes a sheni for kodesh but not for truma. Divrei kol hi kodesh hei vadol min ha'truma. The answer is that Rabbi's law is like everyone, it's a stringency not to eat, so he will refrain from eating tamei truma. Regarding touching, Rabbi could hold like Rabbi Eliezer or Rabbi Yeshua. With the karasa ha'ichel eichel sheni b'maaseh nifsal gufo himelechon b'maaseh. The Gemara asks, do we simply say that one who eats a sheni of maaseh, his body is disqualified from eating maaseh? Nishmeni menado v'chachomim oisim b'maaseh, it should say v'ama Rabbi Shmuel b'shem Rabbi Zehira mahu v'chachom oisim b'maaseh nifsal gufo himelechon b'maaseh. And we answer that we can learn from the following Mishnah that teaches that Chachamim forbid Maaseh, and Rav Shmuel said in the name of Rabbi Zeira that what does it mean, Chachamim forbid Maaseh? His body is disqualified from eating Maaseh. With the Karasa ha'ichel eichel revi b'kodesh nifsal gufoy melechol b'kodesh. Well, we ask, do we simply say that one who eats a revi of kodesh, his body is disqualified from eating kodesh? Nishmei menador, Tamra Rabbi Yirmiyah b'shem Rabbi Abba bar Mamal Asu oisei ka'eichel eichel revi b'kodesh Hada'om ha'eichel eichel revi b'kodesh Nifsal gufoy mele'echel b'kodesh. The Gemara answers we learn from the following, that Rabbi Yirmiyah said in the name of Rabbi Abba bar Mamal, they made an oinen like one who ate a revi of kodesh, means he may not eat kodesh. This teaches that one who eats a revi of kodesh, his body is disqualified from eating kodesh. Akadem b'kodshe migdash ha'mkudoshim ha'afil b'chulin shenasal taras ha'kodesh. The Gemara asks, well, this teaches about one who ate a revi of actual kodesh. Do we say so even about one who eats a revi of chulin al taras ha'kodesh? Nishmei menador, the taninan tamon ha'sheichet behem ha'chai v'if v'layotz mehem dam k'sherim b'nei cholim b'yodayim m'so'ovis. The Gemara answers that we can learn from the following Mishnah. One who slaughters a behema, a chaya, or a bird, and blood did not come out, it's kosher, and one may eat it with dirty hands, meaning it was not hukshu. Afa pishulei hukshu b'dam, Rabbi Shimon Eimer hukshu b'shchita. Even though it was not hukshu through blood, Rabbi Shimon said it was hukshu through shchita. Now this really implies a question, but surely we're discussing chulin, dirty hands or sheni, and even if there was hukshu, they're not matama the meat. Rabbi Lazar b'shem Rabbi Yehoshua masnisim b'chulin shenasar gav ha'kodesh, and she said udaloi k'Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Lazar, quoting Rabbi Yehoshua, answered that our Mishnah discusses chulin made al gav hakodesh, and unlike Rabbi Yeshua, who says that chulin al taras hakodesh are like regular chulin. Rabbi Zeira, Rabbi Yehoshua, Rabbi Yana b'shem Rabbi ha'eichel eichel shlishi should say b'kodesh nifsal gufoy melechol b'kodesh. Rabbi Zeira, quoting Rabbi Yehoshua, quoting Rabbi Yehoshua, quoting Rabbi Yana, quoting Rabbi, said that one who eats a shlishi of kodesh, his body is disqualified from eating kodesh. Balay masnisen he shashlishi sheni lakodesh. The Gemara answers that does our Mishnah not teach this? All agree that one who eats a shlishi he becomes a sheni for kodesh. Masnisen mekotchi migdash hamukudoshim derava asa meimalach vaasa bechulin shenasu agava kodesh. The Gemara answers that the Mishnah is discussing actual kodesh. Rebbe comes to teach a bigger kodesh. He is forbidden even chulin made agava kodesh. The Mishnah concludes by saying, "Bechulin made altaras truma." I might have thought that altaras hakodesh is different because of the concept of butla daita etzel kol hadam. Amar Rabbi Bun Barchia, Kaim Rabbi Zeira, Masnisen Amar Kain, Kekaris hakodesh b'sichku moisehem hamayim kudoshim. Rabbi Bun Barchia asked in front of Rabbi Zeira that a Mishnah teaches this: loaves of kodesh, which are touching each other in a line, are in cavities with kodesh water, means al taras hakodesh, that if a sheretz touched one loaf all a tummy, only four should be tummy. Rather, we must say that the water is like kodesh itself, so it becomes a rishon and makes the loaf a sheni. Ba'ishlacha da'asa meimelach asa mashke piv k'mashke kodesh. Rabbi Zeira answered, well, does it upset you if Rabbi comes to teach that even liquid in his mouth is like a Kodesh liquid? Rabbi Zeira, Kamadat Omar, Tamon, Oses Atoho, Lechatas, Kameichatas, Reka Eferchatas, Racha Osa Mashkepiv, Kamashkepidish. Rabbi Zeira said, just like you say that there, that they made someone Toho for Chatas, like Mechatas and Eferchatas, whatever disqualifies the latter, disqualifies someone Toho for Chatas. Here they made liquid in his mouth, like a Kodesh liquid. Rabbi Zeira, Rabbi Yasa, Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Yanai, Rabbi Yadin, in Matil of Hashem, Rabbi Masnisa, Mina, Kiyuma, Mina, Tavra. Rabbi Zeira said that Rabbi Yasa, quoting Rabbi Yechon, quoting Rabbi Yanai, but we don't know if it was in the name of Rabbi, said that we can infer from Mishnayas support to Rabbi or refutation of Rabbi. Mina, should say Tavra, Shashlishi, Sheni Lakodesh, Vein, Sheni Latuma, Shanasa, Latas, Hatuma, Abelim Nasa, Latas, Hakodesh, should say Loi, Nase Gufoi Sheni Edsel Hakodesh. We can infer a refutation because one who eats a shlishi, he's a sheni for kodesh, but not a sheni for truma. And this is for eating chulin al taras truma, but for chulin al taras hakodesh, his body does not become a sheni for kodesh. Mina, I should say, kiuma, a shlishi shiva truma, matama mashke kodesh, upoisa la ichli kodesh, shenasa la taras hakodesh, avlim nasa la taras truma, matama shnaim, upoisa la echad, bakodesh. And we can infer support that shlishi of truma is matama liquids of kodesh and disqualifies kodesh food made al taras hakodesh. But if it was made al taras truma, it's matama two foods and disqualifies one, means it makes a sheni, which then makes a shlishi and a revi of kodesh. Tani Rabbi Yosi menayin revi b'kodesh shu pasul. Rabbi Yosi asked a question in a baisa. What's the source for a revi of kodesh that it is pasul? V'dinhu, ma im mechusa kipurim she'enai poisal b'truma ha'i poisal b'kodesh, you say shlishi shu poisal b'truma in a din she'yusa b'kodesh. Kal v'chayma teaches it, a mechusa kipurim does not disqualify truma, but he disqualifies kodesh. A shlishi, which is possible for truma, or more so he should disqualify kodesh and make it a ruvi. Ha'i lamadnu l'shlishi menakosav l'ruvi mekal v'chayma. So we learn a shlishi from a pasuk, as we'll see, and a ruvi from a kal v'chayma. Rabbi Yochanan asks, well, food that comes due to, means touched, if it touched a tool yoim, that refutes it, because it's possible for, means it's forbidden if it's truma, but it does not disqualify kodesh. Rabbi Yochanan asks, Rabbi Yosa, v'shittas v'kiva, Rabbi, k'mod v'kiva amma tamon yitma yitma dvateira, k'en Rabbi Yosa amma acha yitma yitma dvateira. Rabbi Hananya, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, said that Rabbi Yosi's teaching is like Rabbi Kiva, his Rebbe. Just like Rabbi Kiva said there, that any liquid that's drunk in any kli, yitma, the pasuk says, yitame, if the kli was a rishon, the liquid is a sheni, and it can be metame, means makes a shlishi, midoraisa. So Rabbi Yosi says here, yitma, yitame, midoraisa. Rabbi Abel b'shem Rabbi Yosa, ben Chanina, leith Rabbi Yosi sorech ladein kavachayme, cry dorash Rabbi Yosi. Rehavo, quoting Rabbi Yosi ben Chanina, said that Rabbi Yosi does not need this kavachayma. Rabbi Yosi expounds psukim. V'habasa sheyiga ze sheni shenagu b'reshoin. B'chal tamei ze shlishi shenagu b'sheni. Le'yechal seif tamei le'yechal. The pasuk says in Vayikra, Zayin, pasuk yotes, V'habasa sheyiga, the flesh that will touch. This is a sheni which touched the reshoin. B'chal tamei, any tamei, this refers to a shlishi which touched the sheni. Lo yochal, he shall not eat. The final tummy, means uvi, which touched the shlishi, will not be eaten. Ad kadoin ba uchlim shenitmu ma'avik licheres shenitmu b'sheretz uchlim atzman shenitmu b'sheretz minayin. The Gemara asks, well, this drasha of yitmu refers to food that became tummy from the airspace of a licheres that became tummy through a sheretz. What's the source of a food that became tummy directly through a sheretz? Vedinu. The Gemara says it's a kavachayma, kelim that do not receive tumah from the airspace of a kli cheres, if they became tamei through a sheretz, they become tamei like a sheretz to be matame food. And food itself that became tamei through a sheretz, will also becomes tamei like a sheretz to be matame food. Ad kadoin kubi kiva. Rabbi Shmuel. Now, until now, this is like Rabbi Akiva, but according to Rabbi Shmuel, what's the source? Tani Rabbi Shmuel, v'habasa sheyiga b'chol tamei, zeh rishon shenagu b'tamei, לא יאכל לבויס השני שלישי בתשומה מנין. So we bring a baisa of Rabbi Shmuel that the phrase Rabbasa asher yiga b'chol tamei, this refers to a rishon which touched the tamei. Lo yochal includes a sheni. What's the source for a shlishi of truma? The dinu ma'im tvo yoim ein et peisa b'chulin ha hu peisa b'truma sheni shu peisa b'chulin ein et din jiyasa b'truma. The answer is a tvo yoim does not disqualify chulin, but he disqualifies truma. A sheni who disqualifies chulin, all the more so he should disqualify truma. Ravi b'kodesh minayin, what's his source for a ravi in kodesh? Vedinu ma'im machusa kippurim she'ein a paisel b'truma how you paisel b'kodesh shishi shu paisel b'truma ein a din she'yivsel b'kodesh. A kavachoma teaches this. A machusa kippurim does not disqualify truma, but he disqualifies kodesh. A shishi which is possible for truma, all the more so it should disqualify kodesh and make it a ravi. Harei lemanu l'rishon l'sheni min hakosov l'shishi min hadin l'ravi mikavachoma danin lai din min hadin sheyakol meshubet la'alacha sheishlishi hashlishi peisol b'truma v'haravi b'kodesh. So we conclude that we learned a rishon and a sheni from a pasuk, and a shlishi from a kal v'chomer, and a ravi from a kal v'chomer. And the Gemara asks, well, shlishi l'truma itself was learned through a kal v'chomer, so how could you learn from it a ravi b'kodesh through a kal v'chomer? Because you can't learn something learned through a kal v'chomer to another kal v'chomer to somewhere else. And the Gemara says that it's actually halacha Moshe Mesinai, that a shlishi b'truma and riba kodesh poisel, and the kavachayme is really just an asmachta. And the Gemara should now say, yad neguva matame chaverta latame b'kodesh v'aloi l'truma divrei Rebbe. A dry hand is matame the other for kodesh, but not for truma. This is the opinion of Rebbe. Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda oime lifsol b'kodesh. Rabbi Yosef Yehuda says it's to be poisel in kodesh. Ma Rebbe ki Rebbe Yeshua, what does it mean that Rebbe holds like Rebbe Yeshua? The Taninan Tamon kala poisel es hatruma matames yodayim li yosif shniyos vayad matames chaverta de Rebbe Yeshua. As we have a Mishnah that says, Rebbe Yeshua says that anything that disqualifies truma is matame the hands to be shniyos, one hand is matame the other. And Rebbe Yeshua, Rabba, min Rebbe, madam Rebbe b'kodesh, madam Rebbe Yeshua b'truma. Rabbi Yeshua says a bigger stringency than Rabbi said about Kodesh, and Rabbi Yeshua said about Truma. Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish Omar lo shono el chaverta ha acheres loy. Rabbi Lakish said, we learned that one hand is matama only its colleague, means the same person's other hand, but not another's hand. Rabbi Yechon Omar filo acheres. Rabbi Yechon says it's matama even another one's hand. Rabbi Yumya, Rabbi Am b'shem Rabbi Yechon afilo kikar. Rav Yirmiyah quoting the Rami, quoting Rav Yochanan, says even a loaf, it's metame, it means it makes it a sheni. Amen, chazabe Rav Yochanan, is a min hador. Rav Yochanan retracted from this. Ma'ama, acha, should say, mishi yahzor be, le'ama, ela lefsol, kika, al shem, kol ha'poisa, satruma, metame siyadayim, li'o shniris. What did he say after retracting? He said only that it disqualified a loaf for anything that disqualified truma is metame the hands to be shniris. Halatame kikal ko amamaydi she'ena matame al shem she'ena sheni oise sheni. She'ena oise she'ena sheni oise sheni. So matame al loaf all agree that the hand is not matame because a sheni does not make a sheni.